Welcome to The Chase, episode number 3.
Yeah.
Got Jacob here again, as always, in the 3 whole times that we've been doing this.
Yeah. Exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
So, today we are going to be talking on kindness. And
you're so nice.
Thanks. You are too. Always. So, it's going to be kind of interesting to get today because I actually went to the dentist, and my dentist was not so kind. So I think most of the feeling has come back in my mouth. So
we should tongue? Be
good. Yeah.
Did they numb your tongue?
Pretty much. The first time, I started feeling them drilling, so I was like, wait a second, I need more. So, anyways, kindness. Verse that I selected as kickoff point was Galatians 5:22, and this is a verse that talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And maybe it's not necessary to read it because I'm sure most everybody knows it, but kindness is one of them.
Read it.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Sound like some good fruit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So what do you consider, or what do you think of when you hear fruit as fruits of the Spirit?
Fruit are fruits of the Spirit. Because when I think of fruit, I think pineapple. But when I think of fruits of the Spirit, I think of patience. And kindness is something that I definitely struggle with. Because not many people know the old unsaved Jacob, and that's the short-fused, not kind, quick to anger Jacob. And kindness is very challenging. But as I grew in my relationship with Jesus, kindness just kind of became the obvious. Like, if God has been so kind to me and so gracious to me in so many different areas of my life, why and how could I ever not show kindness to others? But I find that it's put to the test multiple times by people who don't feel like in my own mind deserve kindness. And I find that challenging, and I'm sure you can attest to that.
Oh yeah.
With your online conversations.
Yeah, which I'm learning to try to steer clear of for the most part, but yeah, it still happens. I mean, there's people that just, they really don't deserve kindness, and well, at least, you know, in our eyes. But you know, God showed us kindness, so we kind of, it's our job to pay it forward. And it's hard to call ourselves, well, as servants of God, it's kind of our job to show kindness to people.
I mean, look at Zacchaeus and the disciples. Nonetheless, a bunch of arrogant goofballs, and God
was collectors.
Yeah, killing the Christians before they became followers of Christ, and God was like, "I want to use that." And Zacchaeus, when he was in the trees, once he accepted Jesus into his home, he's like, "I want to give double back what I stole." And God was like, "Reward his kindness." And in Psalms 117, I read it was like, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." And I love that in the Bible, if you constantly, as I was reading today, and just looking at different verses about kindness, and it's all in reference to Jesus and who he is. And I think that when we want an example of the fruits of the Spirit, Jesus is the best example. It's like God and his kindness, Lord and his kindness. In the New Testament, all the way from the first beginning of the cover to the very end, it's all about God and his kindness. And I love that because I think that he puts a high importance on it. I mean, how would you say that affects your family?
So kindness, especially kids, you know, they pick up on that sort of thing. So kindness, you have to show it. Obviously, like kindness is kind of an action, right? Like it's not something verb. You just think, yeah. Right? Yeah. So, you show it, and you know, not just to them, but to other people.
So kind of like how you treat others is the way they're watching you.
Right. Right. Yeah. And they'll pick up on that, and they'll be like, "Oh, you know, this is kindness," and "Oh, you know,
little sponges."
Yeah, that made this. What Daddy did made this person really happy, and you know, they were really grateful. So that's what kindness is. It's
a good thing. I noticed. I had someone tell me that people are always watching, and I did not believe that for a long time. And then, I just kind of like took a day where I was. I did not speak unless spoken to, and I just kind of observed, and almost every time I took time to just look around, someone was always watching me. And I think that's a misconception of people, is that they can live life without knowing that their actions, like you said with your children, like everything they do, they're watching Dad. Everything that we do as Christians is under a microscope, even more so. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of people that once they find out I'm a Christian, they pay even more attention to me on how I act. They're like,
right.
And if I don't act in a way that's the way that Jesus would, I definitely it gets brought up. Like, how can you tell me about kindness and giving to the Lord and all this? And the other day you blew up on that person, you know. So I definitely think that kindness and the way we act is under a microscope, something that we got to remember.
Yeah, if you have any kind of standards and people know about those standards, they will hold you to them. And for better or for worse, they're quick to kind of throw them in your face if they see you messing up. So
it's always easy to, it says in the Bible, don't point out the splinter in your brother's eye when you have a log in your own.
Right.
I think it stands true. You like look at little kids, and it's like the little kid was doing something mischievous, and the other kid joins in, and then as soon as the parent comes in, it's like, Bobby did it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was thinking, we sang this Sunday a song called Heart of God, and it says, His kindness, it leads us to repentance. And not only that, I just was praying. I was thinking, I was like, not only does it bring repentance, but it brings comfort. I think the Lord's kindness brings comfort. And I think as Christians, when we show kindness rather than the law, it can really speak volumes, because there's been times where people in school really bullied me. And I just continued to show kindness. And then there was one guy that did this to years to me. He, and later down the road, like 5-6 years, he sent me a text and he said, "Hey, I never understood why you were different. And I did terrible things to you, but you never, ever struck back at me. You never fought me back. You always were kind to me. You always said hi to me every day, even though like I would call you so many names." And I just think it's awesome that God allowed me to go through that, just to show like, my kindness goes beyond what you can see is happening, and that it brings repentance. He apologized, and I just think that even when it comes to going down to the altar, just that God's kindness overrules the law a little bit and brings comfort, because you never, with kindness, you never feel like scared or worried unless you feel like someone has something up their sleeve.
Right.
And it's false, false kindness. Yeah.
Right. Never sure what people are going to do sometimes, and especially if they don't have a history of being kind, you know.
No.
Suddenly being kind, you're like, "Hey, what's going on?
God's doing something in their life."
Yeah. But did that experience, did that kind of encourage you to continue to be kind? Like having that bully come back to you and be like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I realize and understand that you did nice things when I was being terrible."
Yeah, it did. And I was very young. And then I continued throughout high school, and I became very hard at heart, and that's where the angry Jacob, short fuse Jacob, came in. And I was very like angry towards God, because I was like, why could I show years of kindness? And then I had a very sobering moment in my bedroom once when I was on my, I was on my face, and I was yelling at God. I was like, God, why? And then he reminded me that Jesus went to the cross, and he reminded me of what he went through, and not a single moment did Jesus ever get angry during that. And even on the cross, as he was hanging, he looked over and showed kindness to the guy next to him and was like, hey, man, you got a chance.
Yeah.
And like he acknowledged who Jesus was. And I think that's awesome because nothing that I could have gone through in my life gives me a reason for bitterness. It just encouraged me even more to show kindness to people.
Nice. Yeah, and Jesus even, he asked for forgiveness for the people that were nailing him to the cross, basically.
Yeah, like, they don't forgive him.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. God's kindness is pretty amazing. It's, I know I don't deserve that kind of kindness by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Definitely no. No. There's no one that could, not the best lawyer. The best lawyer couldn't convince me that I earn or deserve any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wrote down kind of a statement. It's, we've already been talking about it, but just I was thinking about kindness and what it meant to me and like how would I define it, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm
hit
just
me with it.
Yeah, just gonna read it real quick. True kindness is a genuine outward act of love shown to another, regardless of their disposition and/or action toward you, with the sole motivation of benefiting that person. Hmm. And I don't know, like, I feel, like we talked about, it's a verb, like, it's an action, and it's, you can't really be kind to somebody in secret, and you can't really be kind to somebody without love. Like, if I go do something nice for somebody, you know, whether...
So, would you say kindness is... almost wearing the disguise, or love is almost wearing the disguise of kindness when it goes around.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think love can take on many forms. Love can be, sure. Like, with all the fruits of the Spirit. But I love what you said. It's regardless of their disposition or action towards you, because I feel like people live in such an entitlement state of mind. Like, if I give, I get. Give and get, the give and get mindset. And I think that many times that's how it is in this world, is that action of that mindset of, hey, it was nice to you. By the way, I need a favor later today. Right. You know.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, type of thing. Yeah.
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 You good? You don't best scratch mine.
What?
I just showed kindness.
Oh, right. That was a kindness.
Kindness on display, people. That's how we do it.
All right. So Titus, we had another verse here. Titus 3, 4 through 7. Lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. But when the kindness and love of our God, of God our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom Christ our Savior, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. We kind of were already talking about it, but just the fact that God gave us salvation when we didn't deserve it. Like, to me, that is absolute ultimate kindness.
Yeah, no one can top that.
Nobody.
No one can.
No. And,
which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah, for sure. Me
too. And I think that a lot of times, we talk about these topics, and it's like our goal is to give people information to make the best of themselves and make the best of our lives. And if you ask the question in your mind, kindness, it sounds easy, it's supposed to give, but how do I do that? Like, I guess, how do you practice in your life kindness? Because it's easy to say all these things and to read verses, but I mean, I think it's fair to also warn people that it's not easy, that Jesus right. made it look easy because that's who he is.
Right.
And he went to the extremes to save us from eternity and hell. But I mean, mm-hmm. for us as males and maybe for the females who listen, just what's ways that we can show kindness, like, in every area of life?
I think it's just the people that you interact with, right, on a day-to-day basis. Okay. Like, maybe you don't have
to do some, like, role play. You're like, I'm at work, you're at work. Like, typing away. Be like, I'm eating my lunch, I've had a long sure. day. What's some kindness you could show me?
I could be like, Jacob, that looks like a really good lunch. Did you make that yourself?
No, my wife did.
She must be a wonderful wife.
Thank you.
You're lucky to have her.
Yes, I am.
Can I get anything else for you? Are you thirsty? I noticed you don't have a drink.
Oh, matter of fact, I love that. I know it's almost a little goofy what we're doing, but I think kindness can also be tied in with serving. As you said, can I get you some water? And that may seem like something so simple, but I think people don't get served like that. You look at Jesus, everywhere he went, he said, I have come to not be served, but to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And he washed feet. And back then, feet were disgusting. Like, they don't have showers every day. They don't, you got like clump and fungus and ingrown toenails and all that awesome stuff.
Dust and dirt.
Yeah, dust and dirt and sweat and just all caked up. And servants were known as the lowest position in that time. And Jesus would constantly set himself to that position of getting on his hands and knees and washing the disciples' feet. So I thought that was really cool,
yeah,
what cool. you said. Can I get you some water?
That's so kind. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, awesome.
I'm going to put it with my other.
Yeah, okay. Add it. Multiply.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of one of the things that I do. I find at work, like, retail, obviously, you're going to have some upset customers. And actually, I can't even imagine. Yeah, right. This past Saturday, I actually dealt with a customer that we had a miscommunication. And so she kind of walked off while I went to go check on something for her. And apparently, she had told somebody else, which she admitted to me personally, which was surprising, that she had kind of insulted me to another associate.
And she admitted to it?
Yeah. Yeah. I came back and she was like, oh, I was just telling that you didn't know.
I admire her bravery, whoever this is.
Yeah, I know, right? But I ended up, that thing that I went to check on, we got it resolved and I still helped her. And, you know, I wasn't bothered by it. Stuff like that doesn't really bother me. I'm not affected
by it. Water on a duck's back, right?
Yeah. But she did apologize for it, which was nice of her. But the fact is, like, I kept helping her. Like, I made sure she got what she needed, regardless.
Yeah, and it seems so simple. Like, oh, he helped her? Good for him. But I think it's very much so, and I love this saying, that I live for the saying, is that love is in the details. Mm. And I think that in those small things, and I think God was very detailed. Jesus was very detailed. He cared about the small things. He cared about the things that go unnoticed. And you just look at that, and it's awesome that for those moments where we get to show that in a practical way. Because I think when I read the Bible, at least, that it can seem so godly, almost. It's such a like high standard. It's so almost unreachable. But then you have those things at work. Like, all the time at my job, there are countless times where I'm disrespected. As a man who works 40 hours, I'm a man, and I show up every day, but I get treated like a boy.
Mm.
And just being able to show patience and kindness to that, to the people that do that to me, and watching them be like, like, almost like they were waiting for me to blow up on them in a way, just to show them, I serve someone who's bigger than what you're saying to me. and I'm serving someone who, by me showing kindness, is way more important than you hearing my kind words, what I could say.
Right.
And I love it. The God we serve is a very practical one.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice not having to worry about, traditions or some of the things that they had to do in the Old Testament. And, God's and practical. And,
sacrificing animals.
Yeah.
And I love it because I'm sure that you get to see how infectious kindness is in your workplace, and I definitely do. You can definitely see I've made it my goal and effort to know every person's name that I've ever come face to face with, mm-hmm. and I've done it successfully, thank the Lord.
Nice.
I went through work once, and from the back of the building to the front of the building, and I was walking with someone to go do a task, and he was like, "Do you know everyone?" I was like, "Man, I just want them to know about Jesus." I just said it simple like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Wow, that's crazy." And so it made it my goal to do that. It's very practical. I have this thing I do. And no matter what day it is, I wake up and I tell myself it's the best day ever. And so when I go to work, my mind's already like, "Wow, this is the best day ever," even if it's not. But I'll if it's a Monday, be like, "Hey, happy Monday. Gina, whatever their name is, and hey, happy Tuesday," and I'll say that. But now I go through work and people are starting to say it, beat me to it, like, "Hey, happy Monday." So I think it's really cool to see some of the small practical ways of showing kindness, because it's infectious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like, and that's one of the things too, is like, people who are unkind tend to have, like, I'm sure they have like problems or something going on in their lives.
Absolutely.
They're just having a bad day. But then, like you say, you do something nice for them, or you're like, "Hey, how's your day today?" And, "Oh, what's wrong? Tell me about it." And that's enough.
Hey, I noticed that. Or just paying attention to the detail. Be like, "Hey, I noticed that something's even more gloomy about this person today."
Right.
On their normally gloomy day.
Yep. And it just puts them in a better mood.
I've actually really freaked people out, believe it or not, like how close the attention I pay to them. Be like, there was a guy at work today. I said, "Hey, nice haircut." And he looked at me for like a solid few seconds. He's like, he's like, "How do you know I got a haircut?" I was like, "Because it looks different." And he was like, "You paid attention to that?" I was like, "Yeah." And so like, he's now like come as he passes by and like saying hi, had a few conversations, stuff like that. It's like small stuff. It's like, seems so complicated. I feel like as Christians and even the world, we can complicate things. I think it's so simple. Just the paying attention to detail. Like, just people come to me like, why do people have so many conversations with you? It's like, because I pay attention to them. I pay attention. I ask every day. If I find out they have kids, I ask how their kids are every day. And if I find out that their wife's sick, or if the lady that is dealing with cancer, I go ask her how, because I know that cancer treatments are hard. Stuff like that, just like, "Hey, how are you today? I know that those cancer treatments can be hard on you."
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Wow, that's amazing." Or he can be like, "Wow, it's thank you for noticing." And then they're like, "Why are you so nice?" And then you'd be like, "It's because of Jesus.
Jesus in my life."
Yeah, Jesus showed me kindness, and everyone should feel the same way that I felt when Jesus showed me kindness.
Yeah. Yes. And that's kind of one of the things that I was going with the question of, why does the Bible describe the fruits of the Spirit as fruit? Like, because one, like, it reproduces, right? I mean, fruit
absolutely.
Has seeds. So if you sow those seeds, you get more fruit.
Infectious.
You sow kindness, you're going to get more kindness. But another thing is that it grows, right? If you feed into it, if you practice it, it's going to get bigger, and it's going to become more fruitful.
So we're gardeners.
So what?
We're gardeners.
We're gardeners.
Because we practice kindness and we grow it.
Gardeners and the
gardeners
tree,
for
right?
Christ.
Yeah. It's one way to look at it. So, Jacob, do you have anything else you want to say about kindness?
It's not as hard as people make it out to be, guys. It's not. It's
It's just
simple.
The little things. Little things.
Can make all the difference. I would even say, like, if husbands, just the simple fact of beating your wife to the dishes, or noticing that the living room's dirty, and wives noticing, maybe my husband's had a long day getting the clothes ready for him, or I love watching Jeremy and Jennifer. I live with them, and Jennifer is very detailed about making sure that she has things ready for him, because she knows how long of a day he's had, and Jeremy will get out and do the lawn or do something in the house that she has been wanting to get done, and then they, like, surprise each other. It's funny. He's like, oh, you did this for me? He's like, and you did that for me? Aw. Right. It's the small things.
Especially small in things. Marriage is very, very important. Yeah. All right. That does it for this episode. Until next time, chase God and chase his word. Woo!